The Federal Communications Commission will vote Thursday on a plan to undo the landmark 2015 rules that had placed internet service providers like Comcast and Verizon under the strictest ever regulatory oversight. The vote is expected to repeal so-called net neutrality rules, which prevent broadband companies from slowing down or blocking any sites or apps, or otherwise deciding what content gets to users faster. GLT's Ryan Denham has more with two Bloomington Normal experts on what this change could mean for local internet users.
I'm joined in studio by Mark DeKiersgeeter, Executive Director of the Central Illinois Regional Broadband Network, or CERBN. Also by Mix and the Executive Director of the Institute for Regulatory Policy Studies at Illinois State University. Mark, David, before we even get started, we might want to explain what net neutrality is. And no offense, but I'm going to outsource that to John Oliver, a host of HBO's Last Week Tonight. He's a comedian, but he did a pretty good job with his explanation on this particular story.
Net neutrality is actually hugely important. Essentially, it means that all data has to be treated equally, no matter who creates it. It's why the internet is a weirdly level playing field. And startups can supplant established brands. That's how Facebook supplanted MySpace, which supplanted Friendster, which supplanted actually having any friends. Do you remember physically having friends? It was awful. You couldn't tap people's faces to make them go away. The point is, the internet in its current form is not broken. And the FCC is currently taking steps to fix that.
Mark, I'll start with you. Is John Oliver's explanation of net neutrality in broad strokes accurate? Is that about right?
Yeah, I would say it's a good, you know, quick answer, an elevator speech answer.
How would you describe it?
I would say there's three main things with net neutrality. It's really about blocking content. It's about throttling content. And it's also about paid prioritization.
Mark, what effect do you think our history with net neutrality, having it in place, has had on the internet, how it's developed, how companies have sprouted and grown in that space?
Well, it is an equal playing field, and so that gives everyone an equal chance to put their site up and have people access that, or to provide a service and be able to sell their service on the internet.
David, this issue has been an issue for years. That John Oliver clip we just played is 3 years old. But now that we have a Republican-led FCC, it may actually happen now. Can you talk at all about the history of this particular regulatory issue a bit? In other words, why is this keep coming up and why now?
The FCC first set a set of principles for net neutrality back in 2010. So that it's been at least 7 years, and they discussed it for many years before that. So this isn't a new issue, but the question is, legally, how do you do that at the Federal Communications Commission? They try to do it with the internet labeled as an information service. And so that has a class of rules. And the court said, no, you can't impose these rules if it's an information service, because the law is set up such that information services have very light regulation. And so then they changed it and said that this is a communication service, a common carrier service. That holds a whole bunch of other regulations, including price regulation, profit regulation. And the FCC said, well, we're not going to do all those things, but we are going to impose these principles. And now what they're reversing and saying, you know what, we don't want to label the internet or internet service providers as common carriers, so we're going to dismantle what had happened before.
And Mark, I think a lot of people in our community associate you with the internet for obvious reasons. One of the reasons we brought you in today is you're the executive director of the Central Illinois Regional Broadband Network. What kind of questions are people asking you about net neutrality over the past month, and how worried should people be about this?
Yeah, while I'm out at chamber and economic development events, I get asked quite often, what's up with this net neutrality? What is it really? And I usually get a disclaimer like, you know, make it easy so I can understand this. And so, you know, I kind of go back to the three main tenets I kind of led with: blocking, throttling, and paid prioritization. And so when you can go through that quickly, kind of in a little elevator speech, if you will, it helps people understand it pretty good like that.
Are people asking these questions in a concerned way? Are they just curious? So what would you say their kind of sentiment is?
I think from a consumer standpoint, most people, you know, a lot of people use Netflix or another streaming video service. And that's the biggest threat I think most people from a consumer standpoint have, is what is this going to mean the way I consume content now? You know, the latest internet stats are from back in 2015 show, if you Google it, that about one-third, over one-third of all traffic is video streaming. A large chunk of that's Netflix. You can't find anything newer than that on the internet as far as the stat goes. But what I can tell you is that on our own network for Serban, keep in mind many of our businesses are, many of our clients are businesses, organizations, municipalities. We do have universities, colleges. We also support internet service providers that do sell residential service. About two-thirds of all of our traffic at any given time is Netflix traffic, or I should say video streaming. It could be Netflix, it could be Hulu, it could be something else, but about two-thirds at any given time is video streaming.
That's Mark DeKeersgeeter, the Executive Director of the Central Illinois Regional Broadband Network. He was joined in studio today by Dave Loomis, the Professor of Economics and Executive Director for the Institute for Regulatory Policy Studies at Illinois State University. I'm Ryan Denham.
The FCC's vote to undo the net neutrality rules is set for Thursday. You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.